The Czech economy is booming and so is the informal grey economy, with an estimated 250,000 people working illegally as employers turn to so-called underground agencies to procure employees. Brian Kennedy has the details.
Average monthly salaries have been on an uninterrupted upswing in the Czech Republic since the start of 2014. This stems both from wage growth pressure due to a chronic labour shortage and from the healthy development of the economy. But beneath the surface, there has also been quite an unhealthy development, namely the increasing use of underground employment agencies, which can offer workers to employers at about two-thirds the cost that legal agencies do. Radovan Berkovic, head of the Association of Labour Agencies, said in a recent interview with public television that while there have always been shady middlemen ready to supply illegal workers, their numbers have grown along with the long-running wage growth pressure.
Jsou tady i různé zkušenosti s obcházením zákona, případně s jeho přímým porušováním.
There are a variety of ways the law is being circumvented. There are also many direct violations, but often it is done on the border of legality. As for illegal workers, those from outside the EU cannot be hired through an agency. Since 2012, it is illegal to hire temporary workers from non-EU countries who otherwise require a work permit. But this is exactly often the case with businesses acting like agencies operating on the Czech market.
To jsou různé firmy, které se za ně vydávají a které na našem českém trhu hospodaří.
Under Czech law, an employment agency temporarily assigns its own employee to perform work for a client on the basis of an agreement between that agency and the client. A legitimate agency cannot, however, temporarily assign an employee who is a holder of an employment card, a blue card, or employment permit for foreigners outside of the EU. The overwhelming majority of the estimated 250,000 people working illegally in the Czech Republic are hired through middlemen, the so-called pseudo-agencies. But, according to the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs, illegal employment has been on the increase since 2016. It was that year when, for the first time ever, local authorities caught more foreigners than Czechs working illegally. Of the 3,000 people identified in 2017 through spot inspections as having been illegally employed, more than 70% were from non-EU countries, in particular from Ukraine, Moldova, and Vietnam. The State Labour Inspection Office last year imposed 440 fines over illegal employment, totaling about 86 million crowns. This year, those figures are on track to rise a further 10%.